Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Pancyprian Examinations 2023. Technical and Vocational Education. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a radio announcer talking about Plymouth Sea Life Center. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
And finally, Mary James has been visiting the new Sea Life Centre at Plymouth. What can you tell us about it, Mary?
Well, it's an extremely exciting place. There are so many things to see, and everything is enjoyable as well as educational. It costs £3.70 for adults, £2 for children, and less for over 60s and school groups. It's open every day of the year, except the 25th and 26th of December. Special attractions for children include a quiz and hourly feeding times for all the different animals and fish, starting at 9:30. You can see everything here, from the most enormous of sea creatures to the smallest. Every morning from 10, there are slide and video shows for children in the Sea Life Theatre. And someone is always there to answer questions about what you've seen. If you're in a group of 6 or more people, they can give you a special guided tour of the centre. But you need to arrange this at the information desk when you arrive. The latest attraction at the centre is a big glass tunnel you can walk through. All around you, you will see enormous fish swimming, sometimes even over your head. You certainly have the clearest possible view of the world beneath the waves. Children love it, and it's really amazing for adults too. When you get hungry, there's a relaxed family dining area, serving snacks, cold drinks, and ice creams. Near the main entrance, there's an excellent bookshop. And there's also a souvenir shop, selling all kinds of things connected with the sea. I warmly recommend this visit. For more information, phone 01 743 564 219.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
And finally, Mary James has been visiting the new Sea Life Centre at Plymouth. What can you tell us about it, Mary?
Well, it's an extremely exciting place. There are so many things to see, and everything is enjoyable as well as educational. It costs £3.70 for adults, £2 for children, and less for over 60s and school groups. It's open every day of the year, except the 25th and 26th of December. Special attractions for children include a quiz and hourly feeding times for all the different animals and fish, starting at 9:30. You can see everything here, from the most enormous of sea creatures to the smallest. Every morning from 10, there are slide and video shows for children in the Sea Life Theatre. And someone is always there to answer questions about what you've seen. If you're in a group of 6 or more people, they can give you a special guided tour of the centre. But you need to arrange this at the information desk when you arrive. The latest attraction at the centre is a big glass tunnel you can walk through. All around you, you will see enormous fish swimming, sometimes even over your head. You certainly have the clearest possible view of the world beneath the waves. Children love it, and it's really amazing for adults too. When you get hungry, there's a relaxed family dining area, serving snacks, cold drinks, and ice creams. Near the main entrance, there's an excellent bookshop. And there's also a souvenir shop, selling all kinds of things connected with the sea. I warmly recommend this visit. For more information, phone 01 743 564 219.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear an interview with a champion gymnast called Maria Anderson. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
I'm talking to Maria Anderson, a 16-year-old champion gymnast. Maria, have you always dreamed of being a gymnast?
I got interested when I was 8. I loved running and jumping, and my teacher said I'd be good at sports. I read a book about a gymnast who took part in the Olympics, and her life seemed very hard. Then I went to watch a gymnastics event with my dad and saw gymnasts in action, and I thought, I'd like to do that.
Did you realise immediately you'd be a champion?
I tried too hard in the beginning. I'm very competitive and was in a hurry to learn the moves. I made so many mistakes, I nearly gave up. Even when I won prizes at events in my town, I didn't think I'd ever be really good. But a famous coach saw me doing floor exercise and said he'd give me lessons. And then I knew I could get to the top.
You've done amazingly well since then. Has success changed you?
I hope not. I'm growing up, getting experience. But basically, I think I'm the same. My coach says the best athletes are sensible. They don't let success make a difference to them as people. And I think that's true of me. It's just my mum and dad worry about me and wish I could lead a more normal life.
What about school? Can you keep up with the other children?
I go to the sports centre at 5:30 every morning to practice, so I've been working for 3 hours before I even get to school. It was hard at first. I felt really tired, but I'm used to it now. I rest during the lunch break instead of being with my friends. Lessons are all right, but I can't stay up late or go to parties.
Do you have time for hobbies?
Well, I travel a lot to events in other countries, and I listen to music on the plane. I hope I get a chance to go to a concert someday, and I like movies, but not cartoons. My dad films me when I'm performing in a competition, and I put together videos for my website, which is fun.
What does your room at home look like?
I've got posters covering every wall, mostly of singers and bands. The best thing is a photograph of me shaking hands with my hero, a fantastic Russian gymnast I met last year. Oh, and I've got all my cups and prizes in a glass case. A bit embarrassing.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
I'm talking to Maria Anderson, a 16-year-old champion gymnast. Maria, have you always dreamed of being a gymnast?
I got interested when I was 8. I loved running and jumping, and my teacher said I'd be good at sports. I read a book about a gymnast who took part in the Olympics, and her life seemed very hard. Then I went to watch a gymnastics event with my dad and saw gymnasts in action, and I thought, I'd like to do that.
Did you realise immediately you'd be a champion?
I tried too hard in the beginning. I'm very competitive and was in a hurry to learn the moves. I made so many mistakes, I nearly gave up. Even when I won prizes at events in my town, I didn't think I'd ever be really good. But a famous coach saw me doing floor exercise and said he'd give me lessons. And then I knew I could get to the top.
You've done amazingly well since then. Has success changed you?
I hope not. I'm growing up, getting experience. But basically, I think I'm the same. My coach says the best athletes are sensible. They don't let success make a difference to them as people. And I think that's true of me. It's just my mum and dad worry about me and wish I could lead a more normal life.
What about school? Can you keep up with the other children?
I go to the sports centre at 5:30 every morning to practice, so I've been working for 3 hours before I even get to school. It was hard at first. I felt really tired, but I'm used to it now. I rest during the lunch break instead of being with my friends. Lessons are all right, but I can't stay up late or go to parties.
Do you have time for hobbies?
Well, I travel a lot to events in other countries, and I listen to music on the plane. I hope I get a chance to go to a concert someday, and I like movies, but not cartoons. My dad films me when I'm performing in a competition, and I put together videos for my website, which is fun.
What does your room at home look like?
I've got posters covering every wall, mostly of singers and bands. The best thing is a photograph of me shaking hands with my hero, a fantastic Russian gymnast I met last year. Oh, and I've got all my cups and prizes in a glass case. A bit embarrassing.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 3. you will hear a man talking about animal testing for cosmetics in UK. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Animal testing for cosmetics in UK. The government in the UK will allow cosmetics to be tested on animals for the first time in 25 years. It banned testing in 1998. It was still allowed on animals if there were great benefits for humans. This meant scientists could test chemicals on animals to develop new medicines. However, a court in London said animal testing for cosmetics could start again. The judges in the court followed European Union laws on the safer use of chemicals in animal testing. One chemical that can now be tested on animals is already widely used. It is in sunscreen, foundation and skincare products. The UK government said it was committed to the protection of animals in science. Many people are angry with the government's decision. Surprisingly, many cosmetics companies are unhappy. A group called Cruelty Free International, which is made up of over 80 cosmetics brands, wrote a letter to the UK government. It said changing the law was a terrible decision. A spokesperson for the Body Shop said, "Allowing animal testing for cosmetics would be a devastating blow to the millions of people who have supported campaigns to end this appalling practice." A scientist at Unilever, one of the world's largest cosmetic companies, said testing was unnecessary. She said that with today's technology, testing could be carried out without using animals.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Animal testing for cosmetics in UK. The government in the UK will allow cosmetics to be tested on animals for the first time in 25 years. It banned testing in 1998. It was still allowed on animals if there were great benefits for humans. This meant scientists could test chemicals on animals to develop new medicines. However, a court in London said animal testing for cosmetics could start again. The judges in the court followed European Union laws on the safer use of chemicals in animal testing. One chemical that can now be tested on animals is already widely used. It is in sunscreen, foundation and skincare products. The UK government said it was committed to the protection of animals in science. Many people are angry with the government's decision. Surprisingly, many cosmetics companies are unhappy. A group called Cruelty Free International, which is made up of over 80 cosmetics brands, wrote a letter to the UK government. It said changing the law was a terrible decision. A spokesperson for the Body Shop said, allowing animal testing for cosmetics would be a devastating blow to the millions of people who have supported campaigns to end this appalling practice. A scientist at Unilever, one of the world's largest cosmetic companies, said testing was unnecessary. She said that with today's technology, testing could be carried out without using animals.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.